when we left the Chicago urban scene to start our farming journey with, I must confess, not any farming experience whatsoever, the one thing we knew we wanted to do was start a bed and breakfast. We had traveled primarily in Europe and loved that environment of being able to share people's homes, share our home, and creating community literally around the kitchen table. So also too, when we moved to the farm, we left those things called jobs behind, so we needed some income generation and have been doing it ever since. So we're small. We have two rooms in our farmhouse. That's a 100-year-old farmhouse, and specialized particularly in the local foods. We say we have a 10-foot garden to plate breakfast from our organic produce fields to the plate, and do a lot with area local foods too. We're from Wisconsin, so of course there's good cheese on the plate, and do a vegetarian breakfast, varying our menus a lot from our cookbook Farmstead Chef based on what's in season. John and I made that decision to move to the farm. It's not like it was honestly some lightning bolt decision or, you know, were abducted from aliens and made this life change sort of thing. It did happen incrementally, but the bottom important line was the situation we were in our case, a very unsustainable lifestyle, be it long hours at work, be it an urban scene that was grating on us, to eating most of our food out of styrofoam containers because we weren't home to cook. All those things added up to something we knew long term wasn't right or healthy or our destiny or passion, you know? And so that's what compelled these changes. And a lot of those changes we realized started connecting us to food. I mean, some of it were just pure practicality. We didn't have these jobs, or before we left the jobs, we wanted to save money, right? So we stopped eating out. We started cooking at home. We embraced the value of dried beans and the frugality aspect of it, and found we really enjoyed that. And that was really empowering on a number of levels, and found that if the less we needed to live on, the more freedom there was in there, the more we could start doing what we really wanted to do. And change can happen small. And I've always find it fascinating how people attack it. And I think sometimes if you attack it too big, too fast, it gets overwhelming. Incremental changes are the biggest step. Even in our own experience, when we moved to the farm, people come now and they see the wind turbine, they see the solar panels. It all looks so complete and big. But honestly, the first things we did were changing the bulbs to compact fluorescents, the energy efficiency, which anybody can do. And in all honesty, in the last 16 years, we haven't changed one of them. I mean, they're that efficient. Sorry. John's a tall guy, so he hit one with his head. But that's another story. So we did that. We started line drying our laundry. We started taking all these basic daily measures that we continue today. So integrating them into part of your lifestyle, I think, is key, because then they become natural. Then using a dryer, using a styrofoam takeout container just seems so odd that it doesn't happen anymore. So it's a real joyous journey. We have a lot of community. We have a ton of potlucks. We're always sharing the abundance from the garden. We are always learning. It's never done. I don't feel it would ever be done in a good way. But small steps get people started on that journey. And as was in our case, I think a lot of folks get hooked and keep going. And who knows where it may lead. There's a reason we called our farm and bed and breakfast In Serendipity, because I think we need to very much be open to the people, the opportunities, the newness that happens along the way once we get started. Change needs to happen on multiple playing fields. It's a whole lot harder to have a victory against Monsanto than changing your compact fluorescents in your individual house, you know? But that said, those individual changes are what we each can control and are important and need to be championed. I mean, hands down, there's a long way to go, but there's also an increasing group of people helping us all along to get there. So we live at a great time for change, an important time for change.